From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate is a big step closer to passing a sweeping financial overhaul bill. Today, lawmakers voted 60-38 to end debate on the legislation, paving the way for a final vote possibly within hours. The White House is keeping its eye on the fate of the financial overhaul bill and also unemployment. New claims for unemployment benefits are at their lowest level in 2 years. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what's the significance of the latest report from the Labor Department?
Well, Lakshmi, these are weekly figures, so it's important not to read too much into them. But a little while ago, I spoke with economist Bernard Baumol of the Economic Interest Group, and he says he does see a positive change in corporate employment.
Companies are hiring, and this comes after 2 years in which they have been laying off workers. I think many employers are just very cautious because there are a lot of new uncertainties.
Now, one of these uncertainties is credit. It is still hard to come by, and even more so for minority-owned businesses than others. The director of the Commerce Department's Minority Business Development Program, David Hinson, tells NPR that this is a problem because minority-owned businesses are expanding employment more rapidly than non-minority-owned businesses.
If we want to grow the economy, that growth will come through the minority business community.
Hinson says that minority-owned businesses are less likely to receive loans than others, and when they do receive loans, they receive lower amounts.
Thanks, Paul. It's NPR's Paul Brown joining us in the studio. In other news, BP is still uncertain whether the new containment cap on the blown-out well in the Gulf will actually work to stop the oil leak. Testing was interrupted last night by a leaky valve line. It's fixed. A BP executive says testing should resume later today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is considering a request to examine whether BP lobbied the UK to try to secure the transfer of the Lockerbie bomber to Libya. Abu Based al-Megrahi was convicted of planting the bomb that brought down a U.S.-bound Pan Am flight, killing 270 people. From London, Larry Miller reports on the oil company's response.
Last August, Lockerbie bomber Abdulbasid Ali al-Megrahi was released from his life sentence in a Scottish prison on compassionate grounds and returned to Libya after a medical prognosis indicated his cancer had spread and he had just 3 months to live. In a statement, BP admits it lobbied the British government in 2007 over a prisoner transfer agreement with Libya, concerned that Megrahi's further incarceration would impact a multi-billion dollar offshore drilling deal. The oil company says it was aware keeping him in prison could have a negative impact on UK commercial interests, but it denies being involved in discussions that led to Megrahi's release. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR. Argentina is the first country in Latin America to legalize same-sex marriage. By a vote of 33-27 this morning, the country's Senate followed the House's lead and approved a measure giving gays and lesbians all the legal rights and responsibilities of marriage. Argentina's president is expected to sign this bill within days, despite heavy protests from members of the Roman Catholic Church and other religious groups. A year ago, the federal government in the U.S. sent states and school districts billions of dollars from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. NPR's Claudio Sanchez offers some details on how that money was used.
The first wave of stimulus funds, about $48.3 billion, was supposed to stave off teacher layoffs and stabilize school budgets that states had cut deeply because of the economic downturn. In a survey of 233 school districts, the Center on Education Policy found that most school systems, about 62%, saved or created teaching jobs, especially in schools with lots of low-income kids and programs serving disabled students. Many districts also used the money to develop rigorous academic standards, evaluate teachers, and take over the worst schools, all of which the Obama administration required as a condition of receiving some federal aid. These funds from Washington, though, have dried up, and 70% of school districts now are bracing themselves for deeper cuts in instructional programs, salaries, and more layoffs this fall. That's up from 45% last year. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
In the wake of lukewarm economic data out today, U.S. stocks dropping, Dow's down 90 at 10,277. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.